hear that.
Made up movies, made up movies. Yeah, oh, yeah. Made up movies, made up movies. Made up movies.
Movies in your face now. Come and get an earful.
Made up movies.
Made up movies.
Hello and welcome to Made Up Movies. I'm your host, Mike Kohler. With me, as always, is the goose to my maverick,
ooh,
Matt Shore.
That's topical. That
it
film.
Is.
Have you seen that film? Have you been back
it
to the theaters?
It is the best movie I've ever seen.
You saw it?
Unsarcastically, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Because you've been going to the film theater movieplex in the real dimension a lot more often than I have. I've seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, Spider-Man... whatever three. I hate all the home names. That's like one of my pet peeves with that. They're just so, it's such a dumb convention.
That's and not good.
And I love that movie, but it's just the naming of the home. We've got to put home in it. It's like, why? You made up that rule. Why are you anyway? So it's good. So Top Gun is good. Everyone's saying
oh
it's
actually
great.
I you know what, I did see it in a different dimension. It was called Maverick, but if that was the only thing that was so, it was literally the same movie except for that.
Yeah, also, like, the sky is green because it's in the other dimension, so it was really confusing. It kind of vomited.
But still really good. Like, probably the best movie I've ever seen.
So we should say, this is, you know, like you said, it's made up movies. We take listener suggestions for movies that are fake and don't exist in our dimension. Then we use our amazing goggle brains to watch these movies like they're real, because they are real in the other dimension. And we review them. So you can make up your own movies. Go on to madeupmoviespod@gmail.com or madeupmoviespod on Twitter and submit the title of a fake movie, one that does not exist in our real world, and a one-sentence summary of the plot, like Wedge Antilles leads a ragtag group of X-Wing pilots on an ongoing independent mission to disrupt the remains of the Empire after Return of the Jedi. That's a lot of word salad, but you
that
get the...
a lot of words.
And then you threaten to kill us. And then we get scared, and we have to block you.
We have to change our address.
We have to run in fear. Well, you don't really threaten to kill us. We just keep exaggerating it more and more, because we got the gift of gab. We got Blarney.
Little Gabby.
Kissing that Blarney stone. Little Gabby.
That's the name of one of our suggestions. But
yeah,
not the suggestion we're doing today.
Little Gabby is a Marx Brothers movie in which they have to, the Marx Brothers, who I'm picturing in my head as the Three Stooges for some reason now.
Yes, exactly. That's what I'm picturing.
They have to take care of Little Gabby, who is a parody of, who's the, on the good ship.
Little Annie.
Yeah, no. That's
Orphan, Little Orphan Annie.
Right, but what's the... Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple. It's a drink.
And they have to... I'm, like, getting it directly confused with the Tappa 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 lady from The Simpsons.
A Tappa Tappa Tappa.
Pulla, pulla, pulla. And, they have to take care of her, but they keep accidentally nearly killing her because of their own incompetence. And she's
Is that the movie we're doing this week that we just made up?
No. We can't. We don't get the joy and the luxury that our listeners do of making up the movies ourselves. That would be cheating.
We could, though. We should. We just
we could.
We could.
Every week I try to submit a fake one and you sniff it out with that bloodhound.
Well, you don't change your name. You say it's like Cat Shore or something. I'm like, Matt, that's you.
I was just watching a John Oliver where they were playing an old Tyra Banks show where she's like going undercover as a homeless person. And she's hi, I'm homeless. My name's Tyra. It's
no homeless person has ever been named Tyra, as far as I know.
Well, it's like, you're pretty much known for your face, right? You're a model, and you're not disguising.
Doesn't she just put on, like, baggy jeans, too?
She just,
even,
like, wears, like... like
a big coat.
Yeah, it's not a good disguise. It's not a good disguise. But, you know, that's not the movie we're doing today. We're doing a very special movie from our incredibly talented friend, Anthony LaFauci. Before we get to that, I got some bad news for you.
Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that we've, in the past, talked about how we do a lot of work on Twitter. We get all of our suggestions from Twitter, for the most part, aside from the email ones. But a vast majority of our community and the friendships we've made through other podcasts are on Twitter. And, we've talked in the past about how Elon Musk is, you know, trying to buy Twitter, is in the process of doing it. I don't know what the status is of it.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Does he?
I don't know.
Does anybody know?
But he is getting dunked on a lot on Twitter lately, and apparently, my part-time job, I write for I'm a contributor to like The Onion, but for video games, Hard Drive, and Hard Drive Mag. They're very funny people. You should check them out. And so, Elon's been repeatedly posting our headlines, cropping out our branding, taking it so it doesn't say Hard Drive on it or the writer's name. He just cuts it and just cuts and pastes it without that branding. Yeah, cool. So we don't get credit. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, it's richest guy in the world. Like, yeah, he shouldn't give people credit. It's not even, we're not even asking him to pay us. He's just like point people towards our website if you're going to steal our jokes.
Quote it.
Right.
Yeah, that's.
And so it's the second time this has happened. And, Jeremy, who's the editor who runs our, who runs the account, and really funny guy, and is actually, he's got his own, I don't know if I told you this, he's got his own like series of shorts on HBO right now.
Oh really?
Yeah, he just got this. It's like monkeys doing Shakespeare. It's called like the Hamlet Factory. It's really funny. It's on HBO Max if you go check it out. It's basically all, it's a story of, it's an office comedy about the monkeys who were trying to write Hamlet.
That's funny.
And so anyway, Jeremy gets into a Twitter beef with Elon. Nice. Because he's like, Jeremy's like, hey, if I buy you a horse, will you start giving us credit for the jokes you steal from us? Which I didn't understand at first, but is a reference to the fact that the allegations going on with Elon were that he showed his penis to a flight attendant on SpaceX. Uh-huh. And in order to buy her off for not going public, he offered to buy her a horse. So Jeremy was like, hey, I'll buy you a horse if you give us some fucking credit.
He showed her his penis.
Allegedly.
And offered her a horse. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Don't know. He's like, I think the idea was like, well, I know you didn't respond positively to small penises, but horses, they have much larger ones. So maybe you'll like this.
Was it just like pointing at it? I don't understand. It's just like, here it is. What do you think? Is that what you say?
I think he was going for
I'm in love with you. Oh, I guess I'm in love with you now. Let's get married. Like, what?
I mean, if you want a real deep dive into the psychology of men who show women penises, their penises, listen to our episode, The Sound of Color, in which we really get into why Louis C.K. is such a scumbag. But yeah, I don't know. This is all allegations. It hasn't been settled in court yet or really resolved, but she got paid off and then came public about it anyway. So I don't know what the situation is. That's all I know from the news. I don't really know, you know, what actually happened or whatever, but it felt like, I mean, if you're on Epstein's plane, right? Like some crazy shit's going to go down. And if you're in outer space, I just feel like it's like Dennis Reynolds in The Boat. Like he's basically saying, it's the implication. He's saying, you can't escape my penis right now. And there's nowhere to run. What, are you going to go to space? Ah, he's, you know, so that's basically the allegations against him right now. So he's not great. If that's true, he's not great. He wasn't great, even if it wasn't true. He's just not great. In general, you know, he's, you know, inherited wealth, takes credit for other people's stuff, could, you know, solve world hunger, just doesn't feel like it. You know, it not a great guy. So there's became this big Twitter beef between Elon and Hard Drive where, he's like, after he shares our joke, and Jeremy makes fun of him for it. He comes back. He's like, it wasn't even that good of a joke. 6 out of 10. Just a basic thing. And let's give it up for the real meme creators who are noble and don't mind when I steal their content. And so Jeremy's like, well, what do you think about this one? Is this one 6 out of 10? And he like shares a joke we made a while ago about Elon specifically that was like, Elon wants to go to Mars because it's the only place that doesn't hate him yet. And so he was like, that's not funny. It's the reason you aren't funny is because you're too woke.
What?
Wokeness is a joke. And it's like, he's just like grabbing at straws. He's like, your jokes could make a drunk person sober. which is like the that sounds like someone weird misheard a joke in a bar.
Yeah, it's a weird and thing like to say. Yeah, it's a, that old saying that everybody knows.
Yeah, it's like is that South African? Did you hear that in the diamond mines or what?
What are you talking about?
Sorry, pedo guy. We don't have it's that kind of wit.
Drunk person sober because it's so shut. I don't understand. That's a dumb saying. He's wrong.
It'll sober you up. It's so unfunny. I think is what he's trying to say. It's just not. He didn't really heighten it in a way. He's like, you're worse than SNL on a bad day. And so Jeremy's like, well, you'd be the expert on that, and showed him a picture of him as Wario. Yep.
Good bit.
And so Elon was pretty miffed, and that wasn't the end of Elon's ravings this week. He got made fun of by a tech guy when Elon said he knew how to code in Python, the coding language. And he's like, here, the tech guy is like, here, this Python script will help block bots from people's social media. And Elon's like, I understand Python, but tell me how to open and run this. What does it do? How do I make it work? And so this tech guy in an interview is just offhandedly burning him and making fun of him. And Elon starts getting upset at him and starts doing more of these weird lukewarm, like, misheard from my uncle jokes.
So weird.
And it's just like, why do you have this much money?
I liked him when he didn't say anything, and I just thought he was like a weird, like, superhero billionaire, and not just like... like a whiny rich kid. He kind of sucks now.
Yeah, I liked him when I thought he could make my crypto go up, but now I'm like, oh shit, you're so fucking dumb. I gotta pull all my money out of crypto, because if it depends on what you say, nothing good can come of it. Nothing good can come of it.
Why would you care?
Why are you so thin-skinned? You're so fucking rich. Buy a new social media and like why... Why does all of this come from the point where it's like, you should already love me because I'm
also
so rich?
Hard drive isn't woke. What is he talking about? Is he just like generalizing comedy? And I don't understand.
I guess anyone who thinks that he committed his, you know, foul deeds is woke.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
It's just so weird to be lectured about comedy by someone who can't read a fucking cue card. Like,
somebody who can't read other people's reactions, you mean? Because he's not able to? Because he doesn't have that part of his brain that works like that?
I don't understand why you don't like when I take your things and then gain clout off of them.
Why are you making... There's this video...
We're both winning.
There's this video of him a long time ago where he's with his first wife or whatever. And, like, the reporter asked him, like, about a prenup or something, and, like, it just doesn't register to him, and his wife is giving him the funniest look, and then they got divorced, of course, but it's just, like, he's just like, I don't understand. Why would I need that? Because everybody loves me so much. It's just
Yeah. I mean, I remember reading about, like, him seeking out, I think if it wasn't Grimes, it was someone else, but, like, just the implication, it's like, I don't know why she wouldn't want to talk to me. What's wrong with talking to me?
Have you seen my penis on my jet? Because come on.
Yeah. So, he's a problematic king. We do not stand him.
Nah, he's cool. He's cool.
He,
dodge to the moon. dodge to the moon.
It's in terms of problematic kings, do you rank Elon or Joker higher? Which is...
What? The real one or the fake one? I don't...
Kills people indiscriminately, and Elon, who just does it tertiary by, like, not helping anyone.
I guess
Joker. I knew it. Joker's better. Joker's better no, that's than not, Elon.
Wait, what was the rating system? I thought it was who was worse.
I don't remember. But I love Joker. We all do here. All the mummies in the chat say ho. For Joker, our problematic king.
The mummy? Oh, right, our fans. Sorry.
I know, you don't remember that we have any fans. It does sort of feel like we're just doing this in a void.
No, I forgot that they were called mummies. I know we have hundreds, if not tens of fans.
I like to think when I hear the word mummies, I can hear the Munsters theme in my head, and it makes me happy. Speaking of otherworldly creatures... We have quite the doozy for you today. Do you want to explain this one? I mean, it's Seems strange.
Well, so you said Vin Diesel already. That's the name.
Did I?
Right? Yes, you already introduced this. We just sort of got off topic.
I introduced the name of it, or the name of the person.
Yes, Vin Diesel.
Who suggested it, Anthony LaFauci.
But oh, I don't think I said the okay. name. Well, then maybe you did.
So you just
say.
Spoiled.
Well,
you just, then you
just. Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
Sort of like Flipperty Gibbets or whatever his name is. You just sort of splashed.
Ribbledy Pivots.
You splashed everywhere a little bit prematurely, let's just say.
Well, he is also a. Well, yeah, sorry. Well, let me get into it then. By Anthony LaFauci, the movie's called Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Not and Vin.
Finn. Finn, F as in
F
farts.
F as in farts, Finn Diesel.
Diesel. And the synopsis is, a murderous sea beast is stalking a small fishing village, and it's up to one scrappy sheriff to clean up the waters. Will he stop the murder maid? Hopefully not, because I need sequels. So I don't know if there's sequels. Or...
there might be. But yeah.
There might be.
This is part of a thing Anthony LaFauci does on his Twitter where he's just comes up with crazy ideas. He said we could use any of them. I added a handful of them to our list. Span the old boggle spinner. If you forget what the bongy bingo spingers sounds like. That's how I say it, right? The blingo...
you're having a stroke.
Okay. The bonkin' binkin' bonkers says... That here's the sound effect for that. So we're spinning it. And, oh, look, it's Vin Diesel. Cool. That's what happened earlier. So right now we're gonna watch Vin Diesel through the power of our amazing idea goggles. So let's put our helmets on. Goggle helmets. Helm goggle
gonna
boggles.
Put it on. Putting mine on.
Okay, it's on and flick. Oh.
And
wow.
That one really.
Oh, hurt. My brain is melting.
That one really.
Ow! Okay, we're stopping. All right, so we just watched Vin Diesel. Wow, that was quite the ride. Went some places. It had a lot of water world elements I did not expect. Lot of people drinking their own urine. That's the one thing I didn't.
I don't. It's like, and that's like the only scene I remember in Waterworld, if I'm being honest, is he drinks his own.
I'm more familiar with the Waterworld stunt spectacular at Universal. I've seen that.
Do they drink their own pee during
No, they don't. They do serve themed beverages that are just, you know, they call it Kevin Costner's special lemonade. And it's just it's just super warm. Super warm.
Is
lemonade.
It good? What's it
taste? I mean, I don't want to say that I guzzle it by the gallon, but, you know,
if it's by Kevin Costner, I'm sure my dad will love it.
Oh, so really? I'll He's a big fan. Your dad, the archaeologist with the whip, if I remember correctly from a previous episode.
Yeah, that's correct. Indiana Jones is my dad.
That's correct.
He likes shows that remind him about old time, like Yellowstone.
Ah, Yellowstone.
And anything Kevin Costner does.
That's a big parent show right now. Parents
you should ask your dad if he likes Yellowstone, because I bet he does, and I bet you don't even know.
My parents really only like... watching The Mandalorian over and over. To
wait, what? They've watched it more than once?
I feel like my mom has watched all of the Star Wars movies more times than any other person who is sane. Like, the only people who watch Star Wars stuff more than my parents at this point is, like, the people who are, like, threatening the actors on Twitter right now.
What? I did not know that. But they watched The Mandalorian more than once, because that is unnecessary.
I have to, like, actively dodge them when they're watching stuff, because, like, I am so far behind on all the Disney Plus stuff. I was saying this earlier on Twitter, but anytime I open Disney Plus, I see the Simpsons logo, and I'm like, I'll just watch one or two, and I just don't... I just, like, I throw on something that I've seen... Like, I don't even watch the classic ones. I watch like, the second decade of Simpsons, because I'm like, I haven't seen these as much, and they've aged pretty well, and so I'll just, like, throw on a random one. I watched the Mark McGuire one the other day, where Bart gets on Focusin. That one's wonderful. I could talk about that for a while. That's not why we're here. But yeah, my folks really love that stuff.
Love
my dad also loves the IT crowd.
Are your parents our age?
I guess. I mean, I just they love streaming. I mean, my dad, cool. I have to, like, watch this stuff, because they get through this stuff faster than I do. So most of the time, I'm behind. I just finished Loki. I just started and finished Loki because I was like,
oh, I haven't watched. I've only watched The Mandalorian and Boba.
I haven't even seen Boba Fett.
Boba T.
And I want to try getting into Obi-Wan, but
gotta watch Obi-Wan.
Have you started Hayden? That?
Hayden's back.
What? Have you started Obi-Wan?
Nah.
I mean, no, I feel like that's something we would both like because of our weird relationship with the prequels.
Well, Babs has a weird, unhealthy crush on Hayden Christensen, so I can't watch
it. She's one of those young people. That's what you get for dating a young person.
She has Hayden Christensen posters up all over our house, and it's like...
I remember that.
People like 20 years ago.
When I cat sit for Toki, but weirdly, they're all from Life as a House.
Yeah, she does. Very strange. It's like she prints them out, and then it's like,
yeah, it's one of those things so where ink. It's like poster sized image, and she's printing them out on like 12 8x10 things. So you gotta tape.
Sometimes she'll look at them and then look at me and sigh.
I do that too with photos of the Joker or Choma or whoever is nearby. Really,
I can't be these people you want me to be.
Trust
I'm
me.
Sorry.
I know. I mean, every time.
I just don't. It doesn't make me feel good about myself.
I know, especially because I tell you about it every time. I just text you. I was like, because I do have a framed.
Just looked at my Joker poster.
I mean, you should be happy that I do have a framed photo of you on my desk too, but it's always next to a framed photo of whoever I'm comparing you to. And it's like your photo stays on the desk no matter what, but there's rotation of like with a plaque that says Kolar doesn't measure up to, and then someone else below it. It'll just be like Shrek or Donkey or Fiona or any of those other role models I really respect.
I mean, those are all great characters.
Lord Farquaad.
Farquaad. Oh, that's John Lithgow, though. That's fair.
Farquaad's ghost from Shrek 4D. You can really smell the farts.
the one at Disney World?
Universal. Let's be real here.
Universal. This is why I don't live up to those people. I don't even know the difference between Disney World and Universal.
Speaking of Universal, Waterworld, Stunt Spectacular, Drinking the Pee, back to the movie at hand. That's how you go.
Yeah, Finn Diesel.
I loved it. I loved every
you
minute.
Loved it?
Yeah, because I love when a dude is like half man, half shark. And the antagonist of this movie has those elements. He can sort of morph.
When has that ever happened besides the new Suicide Squad and this movie?
Well, that guy's King Shark is really full shark. And I don't want...
He just walks around.
Yeah, he's just... I mean, I love both recent incarnations of King Shark. I love that incarnation, Sylvester Stallone. And that makes me laugh that it's him. It could have been anyone. It's just so funny that it's him. That should have been Vin Diesel. I mean, if anything, that should have been Vin Diesel.
Finn Diesel.
No, never mind. The point is, the antagonist of this movie is like a merman, which is something we've seen in other movies. We saw it in, A Cabin in the Woods. There's that famous merman sequence. And of course... Yeah. The scariest and most threatening merman in cinematic history in Zoolander, in that one great commercial sequence. Moisture is the essence of water, and water is the essence of moisture. Those are the most important cinematic seamen.
Mermaids, and then there's the Tom Hanks movie.
What's Tom Hanks movie?
Splash.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you know, this is true, this is something I learned from my favorite podcast besides this one, Podcast The Ride, but did you know that for a while, I think it was Michael Eisner wanted Splash Mountain to have a Daryl Hannah Splash tie-in?
Really? Yeah. Just because of the...
I guess. I mean, in hindsight, that still would have aged better than the current super racist movie they have in there. I don't know.
That makes sense.
I don't know. If
Country Bear Jamboree or whatever.
No, that's, well, okay, never mind. Well, that's ride podcast territory. Listen to Podcast The Ride for more of that. Let's talk about Finn Diesel. So we got the sheriff, we got his arch nemesis, which is this shark merman who's terrorizing the town. It's got a little bit of a Jaws vibe. It's sort of like a beachside community, but there is...
Well, it's interesting because, like, well, you bring up these other mermen, but this one, his head is mostly shark, and he has legs, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like one of those reverse mermen that Fry talks about.
Right, exactly. And he can bite really hard. There's a lot of sequences of him, like, eating ladies, especially, and little kids. Not as many dudes, so it's another kind of sexist movie that we did not write. Anthony LaFauci suggested. But
I think
it's
just easier because there's.
So,
I think this is easier because they're smaller, and I don't think it has anything to do with anything
exactly.
else. It's like
exactly.
It's the youngest in the herd. It's like a lion gets the weakest or youngest.
Right. I
out
mean,
of the pack
I don't
of,
know what our listeners
gazelles.
Think about Kolar just saying that women are weak and small. But right into us
that's
at made up
I said.
Movies.
I said in actually, the animal kingdom. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, it's at Mike Kolar, and just give him your mind on this. I really want to hear. He says women are weak and small. Do you?
That's not what I said. Children are weak and small.
Well, we all agree with that. But the point is that I mean they're small because they're tiny. You know, I think
yeah,
that's
and they're weak. They're weak because they're children.
I think we might be over-explaining the human life cycle a little.
No, let's
in
get
terms
down.
Of mermen,
where do you think life begins,
tadpoles.
Matt? I've always wanted to know where you thought life begins at.
Okay, here we go. So, for me, life began when I first saw Gina Carano's huge rippling muscles. And I bring this up because even though she's a Nazi or whatever, I still feel like I could change her.
Do you have a picture of her on your desk next to me?
I mean, I feel like if I put her up in the frame next to you,
yeah.
and it's like Kolar cannot compete with, your photograph would just sort of wither and shrivel like a dying violet because she is so buff and tough.
She's not weak. The shark,
that's what I'm trying to say.
Her.
The shark could never eat her. And it's not really a shark. It's a shark man. It's a shark. Sea beast is what they keep calling it. A murderous sea beast.
So they call him Vin Diesel, but it is not played by Vin Diesel.
It's not.
As far as I know.
The movie's called Vin Diesel. I'm sorry, Finn Diesel, but Vin Diesel isn't in the movie.
He's not in it at all. They don't really.
He was
besides,
not.
He
did
besides,
not produce it.
Yeah. And besides this being like the nickname of the shark man, that's really the only reference. It's very strange.
And it seems like they're trying to go for some a Fast and Furious reference because they have a supercharged like it starts off with our sheriff having this supercharged boat he calls the Hot Rocket. And he's like going around on the Hot Rocket, but like the Hot Rocket gets fucked up by the sea beast really quick into the movie. And so most of the time he's taking the engine, the outboard motor of the Hot Rocket and putting it on a life raft and just trying to survive.
You said Hot Rocket a ton just now, but he says it all the time too,
Hot
which
Rocket.
I thought was very funny.
Hot Rocket.
Yeah.
His name is Clint, like right? The Clint.
Yeah. And he talks about his Hot Rocket. And people always give him a strange look. He's like, my boat.
Yeah,
my hot
right,
rocket.
Right. There is some implication that he might be talking about something else, maybe below the belt. And we're not the kind of podcast that would talk about that. Is that Flipperty Pibbits again? Did he just get in here?
As we wait, I heard you talk about stuff.
God damn it. We said this is a clean podcast. We got in so much trouble last week with the podcast Niceness Association.
I've been waiting for you outside, man.
I'm not going to do it. I was just being nice. I'm making you deeply uncomfortable.
Yeah, you got the long arms that are like...
Get out of here. Get out of here. We can't do this.
Don't take
get out of here. I'm getting my... poking stick and I'm getting you.
You're gonna get it one of these days.
I don't care for him one bit. Kolar, how could you hire what? Such a creature? Talk about a murderous
You're the one who started hiring creatures and then I decide to hire one to protect me from your creature.
You know what?
It's like that next thing week, where you get a
I'm gonna hire
a bear
such
to
a
eat.
Creature that you are gonna crap your ass off. Let me tell you that.
I just think that maybe we should stop hiring creatures.
Oh no,
from these
no,
other
no.
Dimensions.
The creature war is on, my friend. Write in on Twitter at Made Up Movies Pod right now what kind of creature I can really get Kolar's goat with. Maybe a goat of some sort that eats
not,
his picture off my desk.
It's this thing where it's like, okay, you have an ant problem. So you get an anteater, and then okay, well then how do you hear the anteaters?
Dude, full circle, because I just watched that classic Simpsons instead of Obi-Wan, where they get the Chinese needle snakes to take care of the lizards, and then the gorillas eat the snakes. Oh,
but they die in the winter.
They die in the winter.
But I'm saying we have that problem now with the show with all these creatures running around.
Well, I just want to
say, and they're
going
to form a union. They're talking about forming a union,
look,
Matt.
Look, I can talk about our show lore all day, but I care more about Simpsons trivia. That's Nancy Cartwright's favorite episode. And she's
is it
a
really?
Scientologist. I met her.
Wow.
So
she is so fucking
and
talented.
And so is Tom Cruise. I know.
I know. So talented. Can't be mad at him. Maverick's great.
Maverick, full circle. Okay. Flibbity Pibbits gone off the show for good. Right in.
Ribblety Pibbits.
Flibbity Gibbets. And
Flibbity Gibbets is
Bingo Bongo Spinner. These are both important characters on the show. Okay. Let's just agree with that.
The spinner?
They're both sound effects in a way. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So,
all right, let's get back to old Vin Diesel.
So,
here.
Clint has, I would you say he has a troubled relationship at home?
He spends a lot of time with his hot rocket, I would say.
Yes. He spends a lot of time polishing the old hot rocket, taking his pole out and just dangling.
Hanging
fishes.
Out on the pier, just yeah. With his hot rocket hanging out.
Hanging out with the hot rocket, right? His hot rocket is hanging out with him a lot. Yeah. It's hanging out. So he spends a lot of time fishing. There's a sequence where he's like fishing and he pulls up a human head and he's like, yeah. Well, that's not good.
And that was scary. That was like that scene in Jaws where it's like, ah, the body. And it's like,
okay. Yeah. Well, he's got the hook through the eyeball and that's just, yeah. and the guy's face is just deranged.
Yeah.
It's just very like, gross. Yeah. It looks sort of like Flibbity Gibbets looks like normal.
Ribblety really. Pibbits. Ribble is one, his first name. T is his initial and Pibbits
it's,
is his
it's
last
a stupid name.
Name.
And I'm not going to
I don't disagree
it.
With you.
It's
I'm
like
just
bingo, bongo,
you know.
Bango. It's like, it's just a I'm bunch just of words you know. That we just all know, but. Deep down. So I'm not going to get it right.
You were close.
Gibble Snibbits is right. Well, he looks like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
He looks like a monster.
And he pulls the head up and he's like, ah, oh, this just must be some of the crazy kids decapitating with their
local what?
Gang stuff.
He's worried about the local gangs. And it's like, you're not, he wasn't concerned. It seems like there's a lot of gang violence in his tiny scene community.
It's because, you know, it's a beachside town. The city has a lot of... It's called Sandy Shores, which I appreciated because of my, you know, last name being Sandy.
Yeah.
Shores. Its last name is Shores. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Joker lately.
Oh, I thought you were watching Grease too much.
Oh, tell me about it, Stud. That's another one. I got to get Olivia Newton-John up here on the desk. Someone I can easily compare to Kolar.
Yeah, that class act, good luck.
Could you put on a leather jacket for a second? I just want to see something.
You know I can't compete.
So, this town has a big problem with surfer gangs. Yeah. And almost like surf ninjas, if I'm being honest.
It did. It was very almost. What's that movie where he clicks the glass? The
Click.
Glass bottle?
Adam Sandler.
No, where he goes, come Warriors. The Warriors. It reminded me of those. Like a wacky surf gang.
Why didn't you say that? I don't know. I was just thinking about Click. I love the Warriors. They're both great. Yeah. Both perfect. Cult classics.
But instead of like roller skating gang, it was like. The gang on
roller skating gang. That's not in Warriors. You're full of
yes,
shit.
It is. There's a bunch of gangs. That's the whole movie.
Yeah, I know. There's a bunch of gangs in Warriors. There's the Baseball Furies. There's the Lizzies.
There's ones on
the
roller skates.
Is there?
Yeah.
Right into at Mike Kolar, and if there isn't, just like really let him have it. Just really let him have it because he thinks that Gina Carano couldn't fight a shark. And
I did not say that. I said Gina Carano is probably the only woman who could fight a shark and live. That's
what
I'm
saying. Wow.
I'm just saying she's so strong.
Surfer.
All right. Kelly Slater could also actually did fight a shark and live. So.
Wait, is Kelly Slater the one who got her arm bit off? Who's the
I was
the
thinking
shark?
Of Slater from Saved by the Bell, but I don't even
yes,
think that's right.
Yes, AC Slater. He could not fight a shark. He's too beefy. No. Those too muscles strong. Are waterlogged.
Yeah.
Could Choma fight a shark right into at Mike Kolar right now?
On land, yes. On the ocean, no.
So home field advantage, that's what it comes down to? I don't buy it. So,
but you can't fight Vin Diesel on land because he's got legs, so it's a little harder.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because he can run around on the beach and stuff with his human legs. And he sort of, I feel like depending on what shot it was at, he sort of changed. And, you know, I feel like, I don't know, I always, when I got read the premise of this, I thought he would be more like Creature from the Black Lagoon, sort of. But he really does just look like Left Shark coming out of the water a little bit.
He just sort of, yeah. He like, is he going to dance? What's he going to do? A little dance and then just, it's not.
But, But he like morphs, because there's a bit earlier where he kind of looks human and the bottom half is fish, like a typical one. And they do that bit where you can see his fin, and then he like comes out of water and he's just like a hunky dude.
And I don't know if that was, yeah. So he is like, he's not an actual, he's like a, he's some sort of deep sea chameleon, I guess.
He right. can morph a little yeah. bit. It's like he's a mutant or something. And they sort of talk about like some sort of like Secret of the Ooze nonsense. Like maybe this had some environmental message with like this dumping in the ocean.
Well, he, you know what? He like, he does like the hot rocket uses a lot of gasoline, I think. So maybe.
Yeah. And Clint's just constantly pouring shit into the ocean. He treats the ocean like his personal
toilet.
Yeah.
He thinks he treats it like a dumpster. And it's probably what made Vin Diesel so mad.
Well, that's also because Vin Diesel specifically hates the surf gangs that yeah. are constantly doing their surf tricks. But what makes them so like dangerous is you can tell they're really like an American. This is like definitely an American movie, because the surf gangs, when they're surfing, they have this thing where they constantly have to be firing guns into the air
yeah.
while surfing. It's super dangerous.
But that's how you get into that's like one of the initiations, is you have to fire your gun up into the air on a surfboard at the same time.
Right, right. And the other one is you have to surf really carefully through a giant wave while the other gang members are firing yeah. at you. So you have to dodge bullets.
They're tough guys. And I think that's why Clint is so worried, because it's like, you know, these gangs normally murder each other so much, but never like this many, I think.
Yeah, and it seems like brutal even for them. But even so, there's something about the guy who plays Clint's performance. It's like he's going for like a under the, like, what's the word? It's like nonplussed. Like he's just like not super emotive, like Roy Scheider in Jaws kind of thing. But like, it feels like he pulls a head up and he's like, well, isn't that the damnedest thing? like you should have a bigger reaction than that.
He's just I think he's just tired of his mayoral job. He's seen how the sausage is made, and he's like, nothing shocks him anymore.
Right. Right. Cause he's sheriff and mayor of the yeah. town. Cause he's like, the town is small enough. It's like, so it's not like, there's not that Jaws element of it where there's a crazy mayor who's like, we've got to keep the beaches open.
That's
like,
the that's only way not... we make money is with the beach open.
Can't believe Herr Carthen loved that movie so much.
It's a great movie. But also, that's capitalism's got to run, baby. You got to keep that beach yeah. open, especially on Memorial Day.
It's no Poltergeist, I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Poltergeist.
You moved the bodies? That's what you did. Oh, no, they moved the headstones.
Well, yeah, you moved the bodies. Oh, yeah.
You the bodies. We moved the headstones. And now my pool is full of bodies. And that famous line.
Yep. Yeah, word for word. That famous. You moved the bodies, but you don't move the headstones. What's the deal?
What did you do that for?
But, yeah, so it seems like his wife kind of, Clint's wife sort of dreams of like life that's, it seems like any moment she's going to break into a Disney song about how much she hates this fishing village.
Yeah, she does not
wants
like
to
it.
Leave.
She doesn't like it. She basically has a picture of any place else on her desk and she looks at it constantly.
In comparison to
her terrible life. Yeah.
I love this two pictures thing we've got going. It's such a stupid metaphor.
I wish I was there instead. I wish I was any place but here with my fucking husband and his hot rocket.
I hate this hot tropical life. I wish I was in Soviet Russia. Now that's nice and chilly.
Nice and chilly. Too hot here. A little humid during the summer.
Too hot. Goddamn. But yeah, she's frustrated with this life. She hates eating fish every night. She's yeah. just like sick. And his kid is like a little bit of a pain in the ass. He's yeah. just like constantly playing with his football. He's sort of a real Benny and the Jets type piece.
Well, it's
of shit,
like, and it's,
I mean?
his dad's worried about him joining a gang because there's really nothing else to do in this town
right,
besides
right.
join a gang.
And there is that threat later in the movie where the kid has a B plot where he's like trying to do the surf shot initiation.
Because it's cool and all those kids are cool and they're the coolest. I mean, I get it.
Also, his dad's super negligent and is constantly trying to fight fish monsters when he should be parenting.
Well, you know, he's got a picture of his boat and his kid on his desk.
Why can't you be an aquatic vessel?
I just love my boat so much.
Oh my God. I wanted to name you Rocket.
Hate my dang kid.
It's a stupid kid.
You're ruining my life. Stupid. What'd you say, friends? Dad? Nothing.
I said I hate you. God damn it.
Oh, good.
I'm not good at expressing my emotions, except hate. But, so, yeah, basically, and there's, like, all these, like, wacky Twin Peaks-y kind of people in the town who are, like... Oh, something's got to be done.
Like Twin Peaks, not many of them matter.
Yeah. It just seems like, somebody wanted to do a bunch of bits that like waylay the telling of the story, which I don't really care for.
No.
I like it when things are really focused,
straightforward,
and go point by point, which reminds me of the Joker. Gosh, I love him. And so forth. Oh, boy. Getting a little meta around here.
Oh, boy.
But no, this movie I thought was... It hits a sweet spot for me. I don't know... I mean, it was obviously like... It was like a poor man's J.J. Abrams attempt to do like an 80s Spielberg reference. Yeah. Or maybe a Stranger Things type thing. Because it was like... It's like, well... It's after Fast and the Furious. They're making like veiled references to like Hot Rods and Vin Diesel. And I think is he called Vin Diesel just because the biker teen's nickname in that because he's sort of swole?
I think so. They're like, well, look at that guy. We call him Vin Diesel, something stupid like that. And it just sticks.
Yeah, he's fast as hell, bro. And he's like super ripped is the thing.
So it is almost like Fast and Furious just came out. And then they're like, Vin Diesel is the most popular man in the world right now. Triple X is the most popular man in America.
Give it to you.
Let's just call it Vin Diesel. And if they sue us, well, that's
it doesn't make a ton of sense, but it... And they don't do a good job of justifying it. It almost feels like there's a scene built in later on where they were going to have a cameo for him, but it just doesn't.
Which would have made sense. And also, Vin Diesel is kind of like, it's not like a one name. It's not like Mulan or Aladdin. It's not one name. It's a very specific reference name to an actor.
Yeah. It's an odd thing. But I, in general... I mean, I enjoyed it because I like this sort of nostalgia fest, and I like it when things ape 80s and 70s filmmaking. So it had a real Tarantino flair to it.
I liked when Clint and Vin Diesel, like, they finally make amends and they team up to sort of rid the town of gangs in general. I thought that was cool. Like, vigilantism.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's because, like, they realize that they're sort of on the same...
Yes.
I don't even know how conscious it is, but their paths cross and align in that way because, like, he's trying to save his son from getting involved in these, like, surf... ninja gang wars thing, like competitions where they're like firing guns while surfing, and you know, the Vin Diesel wants nothing more than to just eat whoever he can, but like Vin Diesel can talk is the other thing that we don't learn till later. Okay, this is the thing that fucking bothered me, is that Vin Diesel can sort of change forms, and one of them is like a hunky Thor like dude that we see only once at the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And I can't tell if that's like supposed to be like, oh, he can shapeshift, or he's gradually transforming into like, he's mutating more and more due to sea pollution.
Yeah, is he drinking pollution and that's why he's mutating? Maybe. Because
there are scenes of like toxic dumping and like it's like infecting, but it's unclear if he can control it. Or what? That's the part I didn't really get.
Is he becoming a shark, or is he just getting terrible tumors all over his body? I don't know. Yeah.
And like the thing that's weird to me is that he has like three major forms, at least that I remember. There are some sort of like mutant forms where he's just biting people out of the water and he looks like the thing, like totally creepy.
Right.
But like the thing I don't get is why they chose the dorkiest form for the way he appears most of the time. There's like a part
it's like Clark Kent, I guess. I think that's what they were going for.
It's like he's just a shark top half, and he's got human legs.
Yeah,
and he's just like, running around the beach at one
looks
point.
Like Crumb in what's that fucking movie, Harry Potter, when he goes down. Yeah, yeah.
When he goes down, like Flibbertigibbet Gibbets.
When he goes down to save Hermione. That's what he looks like.
Hermione?
Yeah.
Wow. Now who can't pronounce?
Hermione. Hermione.
Harmony. It's all about her money, money, money.
Harmony.
Harmony Korine.
Yeah.
Great filmmaker.
Love it.
So, yeah, there's a part where I think the most fucked up thing is that there's like the kid is scared, and all the other guys, his son, I should say, Clint's son is scared because he's like got involved in these like surf gang warriors. I don't even know what to call them, the surf gangers. And he's this like one of the like the hot shots in the gang, not the hot rocket, but the hot shots is like, oh, let me show you how it's done, kid. And he like hops on a surfboard and starts going up a big wave, and just out of nowhere, Finn Diesel shoots out of the water and just chomps him in half.
Fucking cool.
Then he lands on the surfboard and starts doing the routine.
Yeah.
And they're all firing at him. And Finn Diesel's like eating the bullets, like reflecting them with his teeth.
It was cool.
And like hitting people on the beach.
Yeah.
It was kind of fucked up and weird. Well, didn't make a whole lot of sense.
His teeth, I guess, are the strongest material alive, I guess. And they also reflect bullets.
So. Yeah. But he's like literally a shark with human legs. He looks so dorky.
He does like he skips leg day, bro. I think is the issue. He skips leg day.
Well, not at the end. Well, I guess he still does because. But there's a point at the end where basically, a lot of this movie is spent with like on the open ocean.
As for a while, Clint is basically Ahab trying to hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just trying to track him down using like sonar and stuff like that. And Finn Diesel's just terrorizing him.
Yeah.
And it all culminates onto this like little island where after the hot rocket's fucked up and after the raft is fucked up, like they do a sort of a Jaws thing where Finn Diesel like literally chomps up the hot rocket. He's like biting down hard on his hot rocket.
He has most of the hot rocket in his mouth.
But it's so big and so long, he can barely fit it down. And he starts choking a
little bit. His mouth is huge, but yeah, he's choking up. But you can see he loves it.
You can tell he has a lot of practice. And even Clint starts to like rub his head a little bit. I think he's trying to knock it away, but he's just sort of like.
It's like, look at this guy chomping on my hot rocket. I didn't think anybody could fit that in their mouth.
This went off the rails so quickly. I apologize to Flibbertigibbets at home.
The movie? The movie went off the rails? We didn't make the movie.
That's what I'm saying. Our description. Description of it especially, but I feel like we're getting out a lot of happy Pride Month.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just talking about the movie.
I'm just talking about it. I watched it really quick in the helmets, and I've kind of got like a brain bleed going, so I'm not sure how much of this is accurate. My apologies to all who are listening, but the point is it culminates on this island, this like tiny little island where he's forced to drink his own pee. He's like stuck out there, and they have this moment where but it's not like the only time. It seems like he's like a day offshore earlier, and he's just like, I'm gonna try this.
Do you want to see if somebody's gonna save you first before you commit to this? Or I don't know.
He starts drinking it, and then he opens a backpack, and there's a whole thing of Gatorade in there. He's like,
he's got to conserve, I guess. I don't know. He is nothing if not a survivalist. But again, he doesn't have that thing that Kevin Costner had where it recycles it. It was just pee.
He's not in his Dune still suit either.
Yeah.
And he's not Master Chief, so he doesn't have that suit that jacks him off, unless it's the TV show
which is terrible.
He inappropriately have sex with a human woman or hologram. I haven't seen it, but people got real mad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good show.
Well, I say people very loosely.
The first 5 minutes was cool, and then it was not good.
Did you watch it?
The first 5 minutes was cool, and then I get immediately boring.
Game's fun.
Game's fun. Good, great game. Classic game.
So anyway, they're on this island, and that's when they start to like really hash it out.
Yeah.
I instead of Finn Diesel, I want to say Flibbertigibbets, even though even that's not the right name. But Finn Diesel Vin Diesel, that's when Clint realizes he can talk and really communicate with him. He's like, you humans, you pollute the sea.
Yeah,
he's
Jamaican, sort of. Yeah, what was that accent? It was very strange.
He's monster Jamaican. He's like, come on, man. The sea life is greener down where it's green.
It was a little offensive, honestly.
No, smoke the peace pipe. I am from France. I'm not sure about accents.
I mean, to be fair, that's a very accurate accent. I don't think he was from France.
Go on, man. Come on. Come on, won't you? Hey, come on, feel the noise. I don't really understand stereotypes well enough to get it right.
Well, it's not your fault for the movie making the stereotype. So.
But yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Anything I do is just it's Anthony LaFauci's problem. Really, he suggested this.
He made this movie. He made it. He made
Happy
the
pride.
He made the so, pun. Yeah.
But basically, Vin Diesel blames humans for the pollution.
Yeah.
And he also blames the gangs for polluting all his delicious bullets.
He blames on the pollution, but also I guess one of the stray bullets killed his dogfish or something.
Oh, yeah. It's got a little bit of a, what do you call it? I want to say Joanna Dark, but that's not right.
John Wick.
Yeah, it's not the protagonist of Perfect Dark. It's John Wick.
Yeah.
Is there a John Wick fin joke we can make? Some sort of fish reference?
I said dogfish.
No, I mean, but like with the title. How about Prawn Wick? That's something.
That's not bad. Yeah, that works. Prawn Wick.
It's a real Prawn Wick story.
It's a stretch, but it's good.
Was there anything we could do with Wick? That's sharkier.
No, there's not.
Tick sticks. If you've got one, write to at Mike Kolar.
No,
that's the main thing. I'm not really interested.
Use our Twitter. Why are you using my Twitter?
I don't know. You need to get on Twitter more. You need to get in there. Get in the mix. Get into it. Yeah.
So Elon can steal my bits? No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get some more bits on our Twitter so Elon can take credit for them and, you know, just keep profiting for some reason. Getting his clout on our Elon Musk so all his little fanboys can be happy that he's making, like, a single-lane tunnel from
the stupidest idea in the world. Valley. Look how fast it goes underground. Oh, you mean a subway? You mean a subway that's already exists?
Congratulations,
holds more people?
You invented the shittiest
fucking
subway
moron.
In America.
Yeah,
don't look at what the Japanese are doing. Don't look at the bullet train. Don't even try to replicate that. Come up with your own shitty idea. And
shittier
do that
version
instead.
That holds less people and uses more magnets. Calm down.
Anyway, Vin Diesel decides that because Clint's got like a gun that he's been using to kill sharks ever since he saw Jaws. It's like an elephant gun that just like blasts holes and things. And once Vin Diesel gets a chunk blown out of him, he decides he's gonna chomp down on a barrel of toxic waste that he finds in the ocean. And so he becomes like a super beast.
Well, I guess it heals him sort of and also makes him stronger.
Oh,
which,
yeah. Well, he keeps growing.
Not actually how toxic waste works, so.
Oh, yeah, it does. Toxic Avenger.
Stop eating toxic waste, everybody.
I don't know if I can now. I mean,
Toxic Avenger was basically melted, as I recall, right? He's sort of just...
No, I don't know all the lore. I'm just saying Ninja Turtles, it worked for them. Daredevil got hit with that canister in the eyes, gave him super smells.
Made him blind.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know. It's like a coin flip, either way.
You're either going to get cancer or superpowers, so...
And why not both?
Why not both? You know?
live your life the way you want to. That's what I say. It's about free. I become libertarian. Oh, not libertarian, oh, libertarian, which
what
is what
that?
I think it's called.
It's the worst version of being libertarian.
It's, it's freedom for chicks named Libby. They let me into the group. It's just they meet me on my house.
Seems
in the
like
woods.
A very niche group. Seems
yeah,
like
they're Wiccans, but they're pretty cute. It's sort of like Lilith Fair. They've got a band. They only listen to, you know, classic 90s alt rock, Lisa Loeb and shit. It's pretty hot, but they're not that interested in me. They hate when I bring up Joker. They think it's toxic masculinity.
Well, it is. They're not wrong. But
well, I played them this podcast to show that we're not sexist, but that went the wrong way. Now they won't talk to me.
No. Listen to this episode. This
listen
is the one
to where... this one where we have to go out of our way to pretend we aren't.
We aren't
the most basic. fucking elder millennial men.
We're not old.
We're not elders. We are your council of elders. And so basically, it culminates to the fact that this shark merman dude grows like huge fucking street shark's biceps.
Yeah, by the end, he is a street shark. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, he's basically a street shark, and he's got these huge biceps, and he's got like four of them. He looks like kind of like Goro from Mortal Kombat, but he's still got the shark head. But now he's growing like three different shark heads out of his main torso.
Yeah.
So he can like bite at different angles, and he's just growing big. And so it becomes this like, but it's not a big island. So he's just sort of like chasing him around, punching and biting. While Clint's trying to get an angle on him.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I feel like it felt a little forced, but I kind of liked it.
I mean,
the way
it seemed like they needed to, like, it's like they have this weird handshake where it's like, okay, you take care of this town, I'll leave you alone, sort of thing. And I guess the deal is you have to murder all these gangs so my son doesn't join a gang. And then I'll stop. But he likes toxic waste, so I don't understand, like...
Yeah, well, I mean, he I feel like it's like he's a frenemy of toxic waste. Yeah. He doesn't like the dumping, but I think he's trying to prove a point. He's like, yeah. Well, if you're going to dump here, you're going to create Vin Diesels, so watch
if you're going to dump your hot rocket into my ocean.
Like, yeah, I mean, if there was ever a metaphor, it'd be that.
Yeah.
But I felt it was weird that what, you know, he's basically... Vin Diesel's so powerful, and he's got these new, like, extra arms, and he takes, like, two shots from this elephant rifle, and then bashes, what's-his-face, Clint, into, like, a tree or whatever, and Clint's, yeah. like, disarmed, and there to save the day is his fucking son,
yeah,
surfing out. He surfed all this way somehow. With his newfound gang powers. I don't, this is the part, like, I like the idea of the sun coming into it, but I don't understand how he got there.
Right.
At all.
Right. Or if he even, I didn't realize he even cared about his dad till this point.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because he saw him fighting in this cool action sequence on the beach.
That's fair. If I saw my dad fighting a giant shark, I'd probably run away.
Well, but you saw him running from that boulder and getting away from that cobra.
Again, but it's a boulder. You just have to turn left or right. A shark is a shark.
It's a thin hallway. Yeah, I see your point. Could Indiana Jones, okay, this is what we should really get into. Could Vin Diesel eat Marion from Indiana Jones, or is she too strong when she's drunk?
Right, when she's drunk, or when she's that's a good question.
It depends. It really depends.
Because she's drunk so much that it's like,
mm-hmm. She can really hold her liquor. That's what makes her so strong as a person. But yeah, the kid shows up and he surfs up while holding like a rocket launcher. Somehow, I guess got from one of the gangs, and he tosses it to his dad, and his dad blasts Vin Diesel back into the water, and that's when they're like, I know you don't, that's when they have this like unhappy agreement kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of reminds me of you know, the hero and the beast having to work together. It kind of reminds me of Jason from last movie.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. But except they're
not related.
Yeah. And he eats everybody on every gang member brutally.
Yeah, and it's sort of, I guess because Vin Diesel can talk, he's a little bit more of like an attack dog, and they put up some new like anti-pollution regulations,
yeah.
And if they see there's any polluters, he's just sort of like points and like targets somebody, and Vin Diesel jumps out of the water and bites their torso.
It's weird though, because it's like, after all the gangs are dead, the beach gets rushed with like tourists. It's like, this, the only thing that was like keeping the tourists out was the gangs,
right?
So it's like, right. Well, they sort of saved the town.
They're firing guns randomly all the time. I mean, that's gonna scare.
It's not
away
a nice beach
tourists.
To be on, really. But
yeah, business is booming, and you can even get your photo taken with Vin Diesel.
Yeah.
But he will occasionally bite somebody if you.
And they laugh because he bites that person's arm off, and they're like, "Ha ha, Finny!
That's what you get. You didn't follow the littering laws."
And then I think his wife is nowhere to be seen, as far as I recall.
Yeah, his wife. His wife is actually, they do a after the credits moment where it's seen, it's like on a different desert island.
Yeah.
And it's actually his wife on the beach with Kojo, the monkey from Chimp Patrol. And they're sitting there, and And now Kojo's getting married to his wife, and they're like, to be continued.
It was weird, because it's like, was that a crossover movie in this dimension? Because I thought
Well, I've also heard that in this dimension, the Chimp Patrol is like their Bible.
Oh, held in very high regard. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so it's like, this. We didn't get into it in the Chimp Patrol episode, but like, really... Chimp Patrol is kind of more of a religion than just... It's one of the Jedi texts that would get, you know, sacred. And
how were we supposed to know that? Like, we didn't hang around. We just sort of watched the movie and left.
It's just the way things are when you're traveling between dimensions. So that's Vin Diesel. What would you rate this film out of 12?
I would give it 7.5 shark bites.
Yeah, I would love some shark bites right now, the fruit snack specifically. I would say, 7.5 seems fair. It's a fun film. It wasn't quite as good as Jason, but it did have a lot of the piss drinking that I expect in an aquatic adventure.
Yeah.
And I do like mutant sharks with arms and surf gangs.
You want your heroes to drink their piss because it humanizes them, you know?
I think, yeah, I mean, it makes me relate to them more.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like, oh, this guy drinks his piss too? Okay, I get this guy.
Not even as a last resort, as a first resort.
First resort, I'm going to drink my piss. Oh, there's nothing to drink in the fridge, I'm going to drink my piss. I love that. That makes sense.
So is drinking your own piss the real Dick's last resort?
All right,
let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap this up.
All right, Elon, if you're out there, if you're listening, you can try your hand at writing a funny movie. God knows you need the practice. If you're out there listening, anyone, you can send us a fake movie idea at madeupmoviespod on Twitter or at madeupmoviespod@gmail.com. Give us the title of the fake movie and make up like a one sentence, like log line. What does that mean? Not a tagline, a log line, meaning what happens in this movie? A dog becomes the mayor or some such. Still haven't done that one, but it's definitely on the list.
A dog becomes the mayor. I'd watch it.
And the mayor becomes a dog.
I'd watch it.
I'll be forced to write it someday, inevitably. So that's that. Anything else we have to say or do?
No, I'm going to, I actually got to get out of here. I got to go polish my hot rocket as well.
Oh my God.
My boat, it's dirty.
I hope it's a boat. Oh boy. I mean, it is pretty big. I guess I'll help you polish it too.
Thank you. Takes two people to polish it. It
takes two people to polish a boat that big. Let's go. Getting a little... clumped. All right. Thanks so much. And please rate and review and like and subscribe and submit your own movies. And bye-bye.